This is Tom Warren inviting you to spend 5 gospel minutes with us today as we continue our study of atheism, the greatest foe of Christianity. For the past several days, we've been pointing out a number of things that atheists would have to know, but which they cannot know in order to establish their case. And just at the close of our last program, we were pointing out that in order for the atheist to know that God does not exist, he must first know that human beings now living on this earth have evolved from lower or non-human beings. In fact, he must claim to know that human beings now living owe their ultimate origin to some kind of evolution from non-living rocks and dirt. He must hold that matter is all that exists, that at one time all that existed was non-living matter, that all life has come into being not as a result of the miraculous creative power of God, but simply as a result of blind, non-intelligent, non-purposive forces in nature working together to bring about life, and by evolution over millions of years of time, growing complexity of forms of life which have now resulted in human life. But his entire case fails because he cannot know this. It is obvious that a strong disjunction is involved here. Either atheism is true, which entails that human beings owe their origin to evolution from lower or non-human forms of life by the non-intelligent, non-purposive forces of purely physical nature, or second, that theism is true, which entails that human beings owe their origin to the miraculous creative act of God. If atheism is true, then human beings evolve from non-human beings. If the atheist claims that human beings evolve from non-human beings, then he is faced with the impossible task of answering the question, which was first on earth, a woman or a human baby? Now this may seem, at the very first, to seem to be a very simple question. But its very simplicity involves it in profundity. It is so profound, in fact, that the atheist cannot answer it. It is an impossible task for the atheist. Why is this the case? Because if he answers, a woman was first on earth before a human baby was, then he is saying that the first woman on earth was never a baby. And the atheist has no way of knowing this. He has no way of explaining how suddenly there was a full-grown woman on earth which had never been a baby. On the other hand, if he claims that a baby, a human baby, was on earth before there was ever a woman, he has the impossible task of explaining how there came to be a human baby that was not born of a woman. You see, the atheistic position involves absurdity, self-contradiction. It is absolutely absurd on the very face of it. While the biblical record gives us the only one that makes any sense whatever, that the first human pair with their marvelous reproductive systems were brought into being by the miraculous creative power of God. I submit to you that there is not a scientist in any university in this city or in this state or nation or around the world that can answer the question as to which was first on earth, a woman or a human baby, in harmony with the theory of evolution. It is obviously answered in harmony with the biblical record that God formed man from the dust of the earth, breathed into his nostrils a breath of life, and man became a living soul, and that God caused a deep sleep to come upon man, took a rib from his side, and formed woman, so that we have the beginning of the human race, the first full-grown man and a full-grown woman brought into being by the miraculous creative power of God. And so you see, the simple question, which was first on earth, a mother, a woman, or a human baby, is simply devastating to the atheist because he must establish evolution. Every human being on this earth owes his ultimate origin either to the miraculous creative act of God or to some sort of evolutionary process. The atheist, of course, in rejecting God, has opted for the view that man owes his origin to evolution. And I submit to you that the teaching of this matter in our public schools is contrary to everything that is right. It is not taught merely as a theory, but is taught as a fact, and it cannot be established as a fact. Rather, it can be established as a fact that man owes his origin to the creative act of God. Now, our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been in our audience. I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of the great challenge of atheism to the ongoing of the cause of Christ in this world.